Raccoon dog, crayfish plague, or the giant hogweed. These are just some of the hundreds of invasive animal and plant species that have been intensively spreading in the Czech Republic and elsewhere in Europe over the past years, causing substantial damage to local ecosystems. Seeking to address the problem, the Czech cabinet has just approved a draft bill aimed at regulating the number of invasive species in the Czech Republic. Similar legislation is in effect in other EU member states. I discussed the proposal with Petr Pišek from the Czech Institute of Botany, one of the leading experts on the topic, and started by asking on the grounds of what criteria alien plants and animals are classified as invasive.
Invasive species are a subgroup of non-native or alien or exotic species. There are species introduced by humans outside their natural distribution range, intentionally or unintentionally. And some of those species that are brought to new regions actually start to reproduce and establish. Those are species that we call naturalized. And the subgroup of these naturalized species that are most successful, which means that they spread at considerable distances from parental plants, or they spread fast, and those species are classified as invasive. And these species usually have what we call impact on ecosystems and biota in invaded ranges.
So how many non-native species are registered in Europe, and how many of these are invasive species?
In Europe, there was a DAISY project in the last decade, which recorded over 10,000 of naturalized species, and definitely several thousand of these species can be classified as invasive. But as I said, not all invasive species have the same sort of impact. They differ in how dangerous they are, how threatening to the native biodiversity, because the impacts that we record in non-native species are quite diverse and manifold, from the impact on native species diversity that are like most obvious, because these species outcompete the native species from their communities. But there are also species that have very strong impacts on landscape formation and ecosystem functioning, and then change nutrient dynamics or hydrological regimes, and all these kind of impacts. So it depends on particular species, and the species need to be classified based on what they actually cause.
So if we look at the Czech Republic, what are the main offenders?
We have, from the plant perspective, we have classified like 50 invasive species, of which the most, say, famous or infamous are species like giant hogweed and Japanese knotweed and other knotweed species, black locust, Himalayan balsam, and other species. And in terms of animals, it's species like mink, raccoon, crayfish plague, harlequin ladybird, and others.
How hard is the Czech Republic hit by invasive species, and is it perhaps more affected than other countries?
I wouldn't say it's more effective than other countries. One, say, disadvantage might be that we are located in the middle of the continent, so we are getting it from all the directions. But on the other hand, when comparing the numbers with other European countries, we are, I would say, sort of average in the level of invasion. Sometimes the differences are also due to how intense the research in particular countries is, and we do have quite advanced science on invasive species, so we have a good information on what we have. But overall, in European terms, I think we are like normal standard.
What kind of damages have the invasive species caused here in the Czech Republic, and can we actually talk about the costs of these damages?
In terms of these damages or impacts, it's what I said before, like the impact on biodiversity and on ecosystem functioning. And for invasive animals, it's a sort of predation, hybridization of both plants and animals with native species, which means what we call the corrosion of genetic resources. And economic impacts mostly are recorded in forestry, agriculture, and in these sectors, but also human health. If we consider species that cause pollen allergies, like ragweed. So in economic terms, we have some data on how much it costs, not only for the Czech Republic, but rather for the like a global or European estimates. And one estimate from 10 years ago or so was that the annual costs of invasive species in Europe are at least 13 billion euro, which is definitely a conservative estimate because we don't know for all the species how exactly or how costly their effects are.
How fast are the invasive species spreading across the continent? Because as far as I know, the rate of speed has been increasing in recent decades.
I'm not sure if the rates of speed across the continent is increasing. It's been pretty fast for the last maybe 40, 50 years since the landscape started to be really heavily transformed. But what is increasing is the influx of non-native species all over the world, meaning the species that we introduce and after that they become naturalized and become permanent part of the local or national flora or fauna. So these numbers are increasing and there is no sign of deceleration. So that's definitely a problem. And it applies across all the taxonomic groups like plants, animals, vertebrates, invertebrates, and yeah.
So what are the main causes or factors behind this development? Is it the climate change or the fact that people are traveling long distances and that long distance travel has become really quite common?
Yeah, rather the latter, because not only for people but also for other organisms it's becoming much easier to get from one part of the world to another. So the world is sort of shrinking in terms of how fast you can get to another place. That's one point. The other point is increasing trade, because biological invasions are closely related to the trade, be it intentional introductions or unintentional introduction as contaminants of commodities. And probably the most important thing is that the landscape is changing, that the land use is more and more intensive, and this is associated with the fragmentation of habitats that actually deteriorates for the native species. So it's all these factors. Climate change is not so simple, not so straightforward, because ecological demands of so many species are of course diverse. So some species profit from the climate change. This is, I would say, quite common for like plants here, because many plant species are being introduced from areas that are warmer than our climate. So for these species, it opens the way for rapid spread and future invasion. One example is the ragweed I mentioned. But other species may not profit because climate change is also associated with drought, and drought is not really good for plant invasion. So it's more complex, but all these factors in concert actually cause these trends you mentioned.
What can be done to prevent the spread of invasive species?
It's of course an ongoing debate, and as in other areas, it holds that prevention is more effective and less costly than dealing with the consequences. So all these systems that could introduce like cooperation between countries in terms of early warning and recording species when they appear and trying to stop it before they get established, especially if it's species about which we know from other areas that they can be dangerous and that can represent imminent threat once they get established. So targeting on these species, it's really important, and it's actually one of the aims of the Union list. European Union regulation include also species that are not yet widespread, but may represent a future threat.
The government has just approved a bill which is aimed at preventing the spread of invasive species. What's the content of the bill, and do you think it is sufficient? Are you happy with the proposal?
Well, the proposal itself is important. If not anything else, it's because it's relevant and associating our legislation with the EU legislation. With the Czech bill, there is one problem which we pointed to when we were commenting on the preparation, and it's that in previous versions, there was a relation to the national list of invasive invasive species, and this, as far as we know, disappeared from the current version that was approved by the government. From our perspective, that's unfortunate. Species that has its natural distribution in one part of Europe and is causing problem in another one cannot be on the EU list. And if the national legislation only considers this EU legislation, these species are actually excluded. And another thing is that to appear on the EU list, the species has to be approved by all the member states. And if some member states doesn't want species on the list, they don't get there. Which is, for instance, the example of mink, which has not been approved by Scandinavian countries or northern countries, where it's an important fur animal. And it's one of the species that causes big problems with us. So these species cannot be on the European list, but we have them on our national blacklist, say. We have such a list, and we offered it to the minister to include it, but now it disappeared. So such a list would make it possible to, say, fine-tune the European list and adapt it to our specific conditions, which would make spending the money and doing something against invasion more efficient than working just with the European list.
What else can be done to prevent the problem, and can ordinary people do anything? Is it important to educate people about the problem?
You know, I think this is a very important issue, and I think the change can be done by education from the very early stage, like in basic schools and secondary schools, because we really depend on biodiversity. There is a lot of being said around in the last year with this IPBES biodiversity report, and invasions are just part of the global biodiversity problem. And if the majority of the public know that it's a problem and are aware of it, then they can push on politicians and things can change. But to your question, in many countries you have very strong like citizen science movement and people who are working with these people and involve them in monitoring and recording, which is quite easy these days with advanced technological tools like smartphones you can use to identify species and report it. And this is really important from the perspective of what I mentioned, this early warning and early monitoring system. So things can be done and improved. Yeah.